Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shanti Gold International Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Smit Shah from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manav. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Smit Shah from Adfactors Investor Relations team. On behalf of Shanti Gold International Limited, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. Joining us on the call today from the management team are Mr. Pankaj Kumar Jagawat, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Shriram Iyengar, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin today's call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will open the floor for Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that certain statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ materially. Shanti Gold International Limited undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statement based on subsequent events or developments. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Pankaj sir for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Shanti Gold International Limited. On behalf of the management team, I would like to thank all our investors, analysts, stakeholders, and business partners for joining us today and for the continued support and trust. August marks one year since Shanti Gold International Limited was listed on the stock exchange. The past year has been an important phase in our journey, and we remain focused on building a stronger, more scalable, and sustainable business while continuing to create long-term value for all our stakeholders. Coming to the quarter of Q1 FY27, it was an important period for the company, particularly from an operational perspective, with the successful commencement of operations at a new manufacturing facility in Marhud, Mumbai. The facility marks a significant step up in our manufacturing capabilities and provides us with the additional capability and flexibility to support the growing requirements of our customers. The quarter also reflected continued momentum in our core business. We witnessed healthy customer traction, supported by deeper engagement with existing customers, expansion across domestic markets, and a growing customer base. Our focus continues to remain on strengthening our position as a trusted manufacturing partner for organized jewelers, retailers, by offering quality, differentiated designs, and reliable executions at scale. From an industry perspective, the outlook for the organized jewelry continues to remain constructive. India's jewelry market is supported by strong wedding and occasion-led demand, rising disposable incomes, and an increasing preference for organized and branded jewelry. At the same time, organized retailers are increasingly focusing on inventory optimization, wider product offering, and faster design cycles, creating a structural opportunity for scalable and reliable jewelry manufacturers. We believe our design capabilities, manufacturing scale, and established customer relationships position us well to benefit from the opportunity. Coming to our financial performance during Q1 FY27, the company reported revenue from operations of rupees 716.38 crore compared to the 292.78 crore in Q1 FY26, registering a growth of 144.69%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 71.45 crore, with an EBITDA margin of 9.97%, with the profit after tax stood up to 50.48 crore compared to 34.36 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Growth was driven by the healthy volume expansion, reinforced by continued customer focus, the rollout of new designs, and outreach of new customers and markets. The commencement of operation at Marhud provided further capabilities to support the momentum and cater to the larger and more diverse customer requirements. We also continued to make progress on strengthening our product mix, value-added categories, including designer jewelry, Turkish jewelry, and gaining traction, and are contributing to improved realization. Our focus remained on increasing the contribution of differentiated, higher-value products while maintaining the quality and execution standards that underpin our customer relationship. The Morol facility also provides us with an opportunity to further enhance our manufacturing flexibility and design throughput. Alongside this, the upcoming Jaipur facility will further strengthen our manufacturing footprint and support our ability to address the growing demand across markets. As part of our growth and capital planning, the company has approved a right issue of 46,43,471 fully paid up equity shares of face value 10 each, aggregating up to 100 crore. The proposed fundraise will support the company's growth and plan and strengthen its capacity to capitalize on emerging opportunities. Looking ahead, our priority remains focused on three key areas. The first is capacity expansion, which will continue to ramp up the facility and progress with the upcoming Jaipur facility to support our growth ambitions. The second is market expansion. We'll continue to focus on strengthening our presence across key domestic markets, expanding our export business and deepening our relationship with existing customers while adding new customers. The third is product mix enhancement, which we will continue to develop and scale value-added categories such as designer and Turkish jewelry, along with the new product offering aligned with evolving customer preference. We remain encouraged by the customer traction and demand visibility across our business with a stronger manufacturing base, expanding customer relationship, and a differentiated product portfolio. We believe Shanti Gold is well positioned to capitalize on the structural growth opportunity in the organized jewelry market. Our focus remains on scaling responsibly, strengthening execution, deepening customer relationship, and building a sustainable and a profitable growth platform for this year ahead. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Sriram Iyengar, Chief Financial Officer, to take you through the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Pankaji, and good afternoon to everyone. I will now take you through the financial performance for the quarter ended June 30th, 2026. Revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 stood at rupees 716.38 crores as compared to rupees 292.78 crores in Q1 FY26, registering a growth of 144.69% on a YOY basis. The growth was driven by healthy volume expansion, reinforced by continued customer focus, the rollout of new designs and outreach to new customers and markets. EBITDA for Q1 FY27 stood at rupees 71.45 crores as compared to rupees 51.41 crores in Q1 FY26, registering a growth of 39% YOY. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 9.97%. The improvement in operating performance was largely supported by strong volume growth through a better product mix, enhanced customer services via varied design offerings, and continued focus on operational efficiencies. Profit after tax for Q1 FY27 stood at rupees 50.48 crores as compared to rupees 34.36 crores in Q1 FY26, registering a growth of 46.94% on a YOY basis. PAT margin for the quarter stood at 7.05%. During the quarter, the company also commenced operation at its new Morol manufacturing facility, which strengthens our manufacturing capacity and provides additional headroom to support future volume growth. The company continues to maintain a disciplined approach towards working capital management and operational efficiency while investing in capacity expansion and strengthening its product portfolio to support the next phase of growth. With this, I would like to conclude our opening remarks and begin the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Kavya Padia from Anarayan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Sir, I have a few questions. First is, what's the margin trajectory you are seeing going ahead?
Margin that you are seeing going ahead.
Around 4% operating margin. PAT.
PAT. And what about EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin would be around 7.5%-8%.
Okay. And so, as we know that gold prices have corrected from its peak high, so I wanted to know that what are you, your gold price targets, and what do you see gold price doing?
Hello. Yeah, see,
yes.
As regards to the market movements are there, you have seen, I think if you just go back, last year we have seen a fantastic move in the gold price rally and all. That was for FY 25-26. Going ahead in this current year, actually it has remained in a narrow band of, say, around 142-150 range, right? And the May and June was quite subdued. But now immediately after this month, following with this new exhibition, following with this IHS exhibition, gold has again rallied. So the long term, our vision towards the gold is very, very bullish. The long term fundamentals remain very strong. So we are hopeful that the gold will, maybe there could be short-term jitters in the near term, but going forward in the long term, we expect a good rally in the gold market, and we remain very bullish on that because the fundamentals remain very strong for the gold.
Okay. And my last question.
Sorry to interrupt you, Kavya. Can you please use your handset? Your voice is quite muffled.
Just one second. Hello.
It's still muffled, Kavya.
Now it's okay?
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay.
And my last question is, what's the current plain to studded jewelry revenue ratio? And what's the target which we are? Yes.
75% approximately we sell studded jewelry.
Okay. And is there any target mix that we are working towards?
Target in what sense?
Like plain to studded jewelry mix, target mix, revenue mix that we are
Like 75% is our main focus on studded jewelry only.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Priyam from Choice Institutional Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent set of numbers, sir. I have a several question. I think I'll go one by one. So when it comes to the breakup of your revenue growth, you have highlighted that around 67% is the volume growth, so, and rest would be, I think that it could be led by the price, gold price appreciation for you?
Pardon me?
Hello.
67%. Yeah, you said 67% is the revenue growth and what?
No, the volume. 61% is the volume, right? 62%, yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest of the driver for your revenue growth? Yes. So for the rest of the revenue,
Priyam, we are not able to hear you.
Is this now, sir?
No, Priyam.
We can't hear you properly.
Can you use your handset?
Just a second. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes, this is quite better, Priyam.
Okay. So, sir, I just wanted to understand the breakup of your revenue growth between the volume as well as the price. Like volume, you have highlighted that is around 62% for you in this quarter, and rest would be, can we assume that it will be led by the price?
Price in what sense? Like gold price?
Gold price, yeah.
See, I will give you proper this thing. See, the thing is, As far as the Y-on-Y basis is concerned, there is a definitely volume growth at 61% and all, and on a Y-o-Y basis. Going forward, what we are intending is 30 to 40% growth from last year, because 30 to 40% looks very much achievable in the current year, going forward for this current year. And the top line, we stick to our guidance of around 50 to 60% growth this year. So if I have to go with the volume and the volume will remain largely in the 30 to 40% range, and the value will remain in the 50 to 60% range as compared to last year. I hope this answers your question.
Yeah, and a follow-up on that question, sir, as we are going with the right issue of 100 crores and also our model facility has been commenced, so should we expect whatever the guidance you have given, it should be on the upper side, or it could be beat our guidance for this year?
See, basically, the guidance, as of now, we are sticking to the guidance of 3,500 crores. This rights issue is basically to support the growth trajectory. It is because the new factory has come up. We need to fuel the growth part and all. So that is in line with the estimated target of 3,500 crores in this year. But yes, in case if you see the good demand coming up, maybe in the quarter three or something, we can revise our guidance. But as of now, we are sticking to the guidance of 50 to 60%. Value growth and 30 to 40% volume growth.
Sure, sir. And on your EBITDA margins front, the 10% EBITDA margins, the 10% EBITDA margin, is it sustainable for the rest of the year?
Yeah, on the EBITDA margin, good question. See, basically a part of the margin has spilled over from the unrealized gain locked in the finished goods of last year. See, there was a change in the inventory method from FIFO to VAC method. There was some unrealized gain which was locked in the inventory of last year, which got spilled in this current year. So roughly 2.5% was the inventory gain. So if you remove that percent, roughly going forward, looking at the current demand and all, we should be in the range of 7.5 to 8% EBITDA. So yes, that 2 to 2.5% basically comprises of the unrealized gain which we realized in this quarter. But going forward, we don't see that, because the gold is still moving in a narrow band. So we expect the margin should be around 7.5 to 8% EBITDA this year.
Okay, and even considering your Marol facility has come up, so you maintain the EBITDA margins overall. So I'm assuming that... Okay. And sir, on the other expenses side, we have seen a 132% YOY growth. I just wanted to understand, was it primarily related to Marol facility?
Other expenses?
Or is there any losses?
Hello?
Yeah, other expenses, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, sorry, hello. Can you come again?
So your other expenses have increased 22% YOY. I wanted to understand, is it related to the new facility, or is there something also the hedging losses if you can just highlight, is there anything unusual in terms of the hedging losses?
Not any hedging per se, any kind of expenses being there. Basically, other expenses is just because basically these are the indirect expenses, right? So nothing of hedging losses gets, you know, run through this under this head. Basically, these are the expenses which is required to support our sales trajectory, growth trajectory, and this is in line with the growth, because if you see the top line, it has grown by 144%. So definitely there will be a hike in these other expenses also, but considering the bigger picture, still I think it is comparable, not that high. So nothing of any hidden expenses or any other coming under this head. Basically, this is just to support the growth engine of the company.
All right, sir. And just the last question from my side. When it comes to the overall of shares post your rights issue, what would be that number on for the bookkeeping purpose only, sir?
Which number, sorry?
The number of shares post the right issue.
Issue is 46,43,471. Mm-hmm. And post IPO issue, it should be around 7 crore 67 lakh.
7 crore 67. I think you have already done that, right? In this result, you have adjusted the number of shares for this in this result?
No.
Okay, because I can see
right issue has just opened today.
Okay, just wanted to understand why there is a number of shares 7.2 crores versus the 6.6 crores last quarter. So, sir, basically, I just wanted to understand what will be the number of shares. Yeah,
there is no change in the number of shares other than the right issue which is coming on.
Okay, so post your right issue, your number of shares would
I will give you a breakup. 5 crore 40 lakh was the initial original capital. Post that after IPO, we raised IPO, it has come with 1 crore 80 lakh 96,000 was the IPO issue. Now post that the current activity is the rights issue for which we are coming up with an issue of 46,43,471 issue. So if you add up, it will come to that share of 7 crore 67 lakhs.
Okay, so for the coming years, we should assume 7.6 crore as your number of shares.
Yes, perfect. Yeah.
Both that.
That's
it. Yeah. All right. That's it for my. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bhagat from Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello? I can hear you.
Yeah, hi. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So, you know, my first question is that with the Marur facility now operational, how do we see it, you know, supporting our production efficiency, operating leverage, and revenue growth?
See, basically, the Marur factory is just an enabler to, you know, fuel the growth trajectory that we are doing it. Basically, our plan is to, you know, have a better infrastructure in place to get those opportunities to, you know, to cater to the large-scale retailers. Because now people have become very cautious. They just want the just-in inventory. They are just planning with that kind of a thing. So, in that scenario, what our plan was going at to have a better infrastructure, production capacity being rolled out first. So once the basic things, we cover the basis, going ahead, we can just ramp up the inventory and all in line with the demand that we get it. So definitely it is going to be a growth enabler going ahead. So that is what Marur is. It's a growth enabler. And yes, it is going to improve my production efficiency. But now it has just commenced its operation in the month of June. But going ahead, you will see a better results coming from that unit also.
Okay. And so my next question is that can you share an update on custom editions that we have done during this quarter, you know, including opportunities across domestic and exports market?
This quarter you're saying, or you're talking about the guidance?
No, sir, what we have done Q1, I mean, any new custom editions that we have done?
Q1, where our export still pertains to 4% of the total revenue. In that, I will just add up because our Dubai factory is just, Dubai office is just coming in, which have just done with the compliance patent. We are just back in India, we are awaiting for the RBI approval. Once that is in place, things will be set up and that will increase, Dubai office will increase our international footprint over a period of time. So as of now, the export comprises of 4% of the total revenue for Q1.
Okay, and so what potential do we see with us from our international business going forward?
Huge potential. As of now, because Dubai is the gateway for us to have that international footprint and all. So once this war and all gets over, things get stabilized and all, so we see a huge potential coming around because we are just catering to 3-4 countries now. So huge potential is there. So going forward, we see this opportunity, you know, to have our footprint across the globe.
Okay, sir. No, that helps. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Netra Deshpande from Mary Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for the great set of numbers. I just would like to ask you about the margins that you said last year, 2-3% of unrealization gains that has absorbed in this. So just would like to understand what would be the sustainability for the further, you can say, for the FY 2027 and the guidance, if you can please give some lights on that. Secondly, about the current status position, my second question pertaining with the cash flow position, which is like, as you said, the net debt position also, if you can add up somewhere around 0.3. Can you please give some insights on that also? Thank you.
Okay. As far as the margin is concerned, as I told you, the sustainable margin, EBITDA margin is around 7.5%-8%. That's one thing. The unrealized gain that I already told, which has just hiked up EBITDA margin by 2%-2.5% and all. So that's another thing. Going forward, our focus will be more on the growth trajectory, expanding volume, reaching new markets and all. So short-term basis, we are on a growth spree. We will certainly require more funds to come in both in the form of debt and rights issue. To keep things in balance, we are coming, we will be adding both debt and rights issue to keep that things. But going forward, it will certainly towards the increment, it will cater to the incremental working capital requirements of the company. And the guidance, as I said to you earlier, we will stick to the guidance of 50%-60% in terms of value. And in terms of volume, it should be around 30%-40% over last year.
Okay. Noted. Noted. Okay. Thanks. And sir, about the cash flow positions, as you said, 0.34. That is a debt-to-equity ratio is how much?
See, debt-to-equity matters currently we are at 0.50, which is still, you know, we plan to go up to less than one maybe because still, as I told you, we are still on a growth spree. Motor factory coming up, Dubai office coming up, our another factory, you know, about to start commence its operation. So certainly, our working capital needs will be higher in the coming years and all. And but at the same time, we will do prudent finance management, having a better matrix of debt-equity so that it doesn't go more than one at this stage.
Okay. Okay. Noted, sir. Thanks. Thanks. And all the best for the next quarter, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ajit Sethi from Eiko Quantum Solutions. Please go.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So what is the current capacity utilization for our existing facility, the Mumbai one?
It's currently right now 75%.
Okay. And sir, when will this Jaipur facility be operational, and what is the amount of CapEx that we are spending?
So CapEx is around 47 crores what we have allotted for Jaipur facility, and it should be operational around November, mid-November or December because the factory work is still going on.
Sir, I just want to understand about our inventory risk management. So could you clarify what percentage of your gold inventory is fully backed by gold metal loan versus outright purchase?
So we have started gold metal loan and all. So we do natural hedging. Whatever gold we sell, that we buy immediately. And we have now even started GML when because the market's looking, the gold prices are looking stable. So earlier also, we used to do GML and all. But due to the high volatility, we went on, we came out from GML. So GML, we've been doing GML since 10, 15 years. We've been hedging our.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rajesh Singla from VTG Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So regarding the capacity utilization, so we already had 2,700 kg capacity existing, and last year we did 1,715 kg of volume, and we are guiding for 30%-40% growth. So which means like compare which comes around 2,500 kg, right? So the existing facility is capable enough to meet that guidance range. And so any kind of like what kind of utilization we are looking at this 4,000 ton, 4,000 kg capacity which we have recently commissioned? And also 1,200 kg.
Both the manufacturing has a.
Yeah. So both the manufacturing has a different kind of jewelry. So here we are taking on to 75% of utilization, and that is a different line of jewelry which we have started in Morocco. So There it's a new factory, so the manufacturing has started since 1 month, and there also it slowly is going to scale up, and Jaipur facility should be starting by November, mid-November or December.
Great. And okay. And the second question would be, so this 30-40% volume growth, that is on the pure gold. So any comment on the gold, any comment on diamond and other studded jewelry, which can also be a part of the revenue?
So our main focus is on cubic studded jewelry, which we do 70% of the, 70% of the jewelry which sells is studded jewelry, and 30% which is on a plain gold jewelry.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. I will get back in the queue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aman from Guardian Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. My question is a bit broader in terms of business understanding. So, due to the rise in gold prices, we have been seeing this trend that the retailers are doing a lot of business in terms of exchange programs now, like by exchanging their old jewelry with the new one. So, I just wanted to understand, like, does this phenomena affect us anyhow directly or indirectly, like in terms of demand or anything?
No, it doesn't affect the demand because we have customers wide range from all over India as well as we export our jewelry also. So it doesn't affect our business at all. Ultimately, even if the customer exchanges their jewelry, they still have to buy jewelry from people like us. Because we are a manufacturer. So even if you exchange the jewelry with the old gold and with jewelry they sell it in the retail store, they still have to maintain their stock. So they have to buy new jewelry again from us.
Got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Weber from CFM. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. And firstly, so congratulations on the amazing set of results. So I want to understand one thing that you said that the current EBIT margins would be somewhere around 7.5 to 8%. So as Skygold has mentioned that they have a lot of new things which are coming up, which are going to expand their margins, like the advanced gold metal, then they are trying to reduce the gold losses. So what are the margins, Trevor, that we can see which can help us boost these 7.5 to 8% to somewhere around 10% for Shanti Gold?
So after our new facility, Jaipur and everything which starts, so, you know, we are manufacturing with now with the capacity of 2.7 ton and our new facility which has started with around 4 ton. So going forward, when we are all manufacturing companies, means the facilities which we have opened up and which is on 75% of the production, we'll have a good margin, and with this new facility, yeah, we'll might go up on the EBITDA margin also.
Understood. But is there like any strategic initiative or being something like that Skygold is taking, like reducing their gold losses, then taking more...
The new facility what we are coming up with, a lot of new machines and a lot of new technology.
Okay. So we can expect that these 8% might even like slowly shift up to 10% in 3 to 4 years, right?
Yes. In a long term, yes.
Okay. Thanks for answering my questions and all the best for future.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mahek Jain from KIM Investments. Please go ahead. Mahek Jain, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Please go ahead with the questions.
Hi. So I just had a question. With your manufacturing capacity and volumes expected to increase, how do you see working capital requirements evolving, or particularly across inventories and receivables?
Yeah, ma'am. As I already said, we are very long-term fundamentals remains very strong. Going forward, as I said about the guidance for this current year, again, 50%-60% in terms of value is a very big number. So certainly, the working capital needs will be there. And going ahead, as we are coming also with new factory, new setup, new footprint in the offshore market and all. So yes, from that perspective, my inventory, my working capital needs certainly will go up. And going ahead also, we are having a prudent mix of better debt equity. So there will be debt, there will be mix of both debt, equity. So overall, the debt equity should not be more than 1x of the proportion. So we are planning it. Yes, there is a big demand is there, factory is coming up, and we are planning it very judiciously, very prudently by having a better mix of both debt and equity. So that's what the plan is, that's what the intent is. And our focus will be more in terms of volume expansion, reaching out to new markets, new customers, new geographies, new international footprint. From that perspective, my working capital needs will be, you know, will be there to fuel the growth, such kind of a growth trajectory.
Okay. And आपका जो customer base expand हो रहा है, how is the company like balancing between deeper engagements with existing customers or जो नए customers आ रहे हैं? How do you see the contribution from newer customers evolving over the medium term?
Yeah. So basically, it is both twofold, madam. Existing customers are existing customers. We need to, you know, have that kind of a deeper relationship with them to increase the wallet share. So that's said and done. Means we can't leave them. In fact, as a matter of fact, we are coming with new variety designs, new designs offering in no quick time and all. So that is also helping us in increasing their wallet share. So that's one thing. Second thing, as you rightly said, it's a continuous process. We keep on adding new customers, reach out new market, new geographies. So as we reach out to new customers, we also, new people, come on board, and slowly our scale also continues to come from those quarters also. So that's how going forward, we will have a proper mix of both existing customers, where we definitely certainly look to increase the wallet share, and of course, at the same time, having new customers on board while reaching out to them in various geographies of the market as well as international, on the international front.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anirudh Sharma from Ekant Investments. Please go ahead.
So, hi, good afternoon. So I had a couple of questions from my side. So, the designer and Turkish jewelry are supporting better realizations. Could you share their current contribution to revenue and the potential for these categories to gain further share over the medium term?
75% of the revenue is from designer jewelry and 25% from plain gold jewelry.
Okay, okay. And sir, as these designer and Turkish jewelry gain traction, how do you see the overall product mix evolving, and what potential does this create for margin improvement over the medium term?
See, the demand of both the jewelry was, I think, because just now we have exhibited in the jewelry fair, and we've come, and we have a huge demand of our studded jewelry as well as the new line what we started. And margin, yeah. So there are all new facilities now, this Bharuch facility which has started, and which when it goes into the capacity of 60% manufacturing, the margin is going to improve because our basic fixed expenses are going to be fixed. So when your quantity is going to increase and demand means through demand, so margin is also going to be better.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kashish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Couple of questions from my side. How are you seeing the demand in quarter two? Because usually quarter two is better than quarter one, and quarter three is better than quarter two. So we can expect similar kind of trend to continue?
Yeah, the demand is, as I said, we just exhibited from the exhibition, and we've come, and we have a huge demand in export as well as in local. Yeah. So the orders are being taken and the jewelry, this quarter has to be good. It's going to be good for
us. Sure, sir. Thank you. Second question is in context of this Jaipur facility, sir. So like you mentioned that this will be a new type of products which we will be developing. So whether we will be moving to 14 and 18 karat jewelry as well, or no? Will it still be a 22 karat jewelry in this Jaipur?
22 and 18 karat. You see, basically we are a manufacturer. So for us, it doesn't make a difference to manufacture 18 karat, 14 karat or 12 karat or 9 karat. So the customer's demands, what we have from our, at our end, is more of 18 and 22 karat.
Got it.
If customer demands for 14 karat also, we can manufacture that also and give it to them.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Just last question, sir. In terms of our clientele base, can we have any bifurcation? How much of our revenue comes from South and how much comes from North, or no? Our products are sold entirely throughout India.
North, we just recently entered in, and we recently have a lot of new clients from North. So, you know, by the end of the year, we'll be able to give you a better calculation by the end of the year. So recently we just entered into a North, and we got a lot of new clients from North.
Got it, sir. Just one last thing again. My understanding is the margins on the northern side products is slightly more. So is that understanding my correct or no? The margins throughout North or South is more or less similar.
More or less it's similar.
Okay, sir. Done. Thank you so much, sir. Best of luck for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Prashant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yes, Prashant.
Yes.
Sir, I was checking your borrowings, and I want to give you a compliment that you have maintained a very good growth in less borrowing in since past financial years as compared to your peers.
Thank you.
So my question is that, sir, is it the right time to play a card of borrowing? That's it.
So right now, the money what we are acquiring from rights issue is going to be invested completely in gold and working capital. So we're going to stick to the borrowing what we've already taken.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jay Prakash, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon, sir. You have completed 1 year from the IPO, and also you reported around 244 crores in last four quarters as a profit. Despite that, you are going for the rights issue. And also last con call, you have said that you are working for a debt-free company.
Working for a? Hello?
Sir, the participant got disconnected. We move on to the next question from the line of Hemant Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing me the opportunity, and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, I had one concern in mind. First thing is, our cash flows are continuously bleeding. I had a look at the cash flow from operations over the past four or five years. They continue to bleed. So can you, sir, throw some light on it? I mean, what is the reason behind it, and when it can be positive?
The reason for being negative cash flow is, like, we utilize all the funds and we keep the stock rate. We don't deal on order-to-order basis. So our jewelry stocks are always ready when customer comes, so it's easy for them to select and immediately pick it up. So due to that, our volume is also growing and our new customers are also joining us. So we've been able to cover up a lot of new customers from the market. So negative cash flow is only you can see because it's the money what we have used it, it's in our stock.
Okay, so this is the business model which we are following, you mean to say?
Yeah, this is the business model, yeah.
And
Means it can become positive if I just work on order-to-order basis and I don't keep the stock rate.
Got it, sir. And one more thing I wanted to ask you is, sir, we have already a listed group company, Utsav CZ, if I'm right. So, since I'm new to the company, so I don't know what is that company doing and what is the difference. What was the idea of listing a separate company which are in the, which is into the same trade?
So Utsav was into we used to sell it on MRP basis earlier on that. We used to have a brand ambassador called Karishma Kapoor and that factory was started in 2007. So that's how this two company was differentiated, because this is to be into mass manufacturing and that is to be on completely on MRP basis. So with time that factory means MRP basis didn't work in India. So that factory, we started again a mass manufacturing, and in jewelry line, there are a lot of new line of jewelry. Means all jewelers, they cannot manufacture all kind of jewelry. So Utsav is a completely with a different management and Shanti Gold is with a different mind. So it doesn't, and both companies are like 20 years old companies.
So sir, is Utsav into B2C or Utsav is also into B2B?
Utsav is also into B2B, but Utsav has a different line of jewelry and Shanti Gold has a different line of jewelry.
Sir, can you please little elaborate on it, sir, a different kind of jewelry, what do you mean by this, sir?
So, we do diamonds over there, we do rose gold over there, and jewelry, you know, there are like 100 kinds of jewelry. So, how do I explain a different line of jewelry? It is a different line of jewelry. There are a lot of line of jewelry that when you go to a retail store, you see there are lot of different kind of jewelry in the store. It's not like only chains or only rings. In rings also you get 100 types of rings. So,
okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Weber from CFM. Please go ahead.
On the opportunity again. Sir, I wanted to understand, like, is there any vision 2030 for Shanti Gold as well? Like, and what is the like target of maintaining this growth percentage of around 30-40% of volume growth? Like, till when can we sustain this kind of growth?
Sorry, can you please come again? You are talking about the volume growth?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, see, basically the volume growth is nothing but, you know, proper planning with, you know, all kind of infrastructure being already laid out by the management in terms of coming up with a new setup at Morol and, you know, the setting up of new office in the offshore, in the offshore market, mainly in Dubai and all. So these are all the roadmap toward fueling the growth strategy, towards growing the top line of the company. So yes, what we have done is we have laid down the infrastructure well. We are going to new geographies, because as of now still our only constraint was the working capital. That's the reason we couldn't grow that faster. With we getting good access to the capital, we being listed, we coming up with right issue, our balance sheet going strong. So there is a bigger market for us to reach out to new places, new markets, coming up new product mix, new geographies and all. So that's where the volume should certainly come. Our reach was limited because of lack of access to the capital. But now with capital flowing in, we are pretty sure of achieving this 30-40% growth in the current financial year. And that's on that basis we have come with 30-40% growth in the volume.
Okay, understood. So you are saying that with the additions of new product and gaining market share.
Yes, addition of new product, new factory, reaching to new geographies. Certainly, this is definitely going to add to the top line of the company.
Got it. And so my question is that for how long do you think that you can sustain 30-40% volume growth?
We are just on a growing spree. We are just growing now. So what is our share as compared to the other players, big players? We are nothing. So our sales growth is 0.00% something. So sky is the limit. So we intend to grow. we intend to go prudently with having a better mix of both capital, debt and capital. Sky is the limit. We are just, you know, we have been in this business for more than 22 decades and also we are very good in manufacturing things as there is a more demand for this large organized retail jewelry. The demand is coming from there because there is an organized shift from unorganized retail unorganized retail market to organized retail segment. People are coming to us. They need a rollout of new designs, just equip time. They need a better after sale service. So yeah, we are getting better tractions and we will grow because still we are at a very nascent stage of in the overall growth strategy of the company. So this will continue for few more years. Because if you see as compared to the peers, last year we just did 2000 crores. So that's still a very negligible share in the overall size of the
Got it. So basically we can say that since last 20 years you were growing at a moderate pace, but now that you have come up with the IPO and you have all the access to funds,
with better access to the capital and all those things, we are, you know, just, you know, growing fast and yes, we will certainly do good and we will keep this momentum going for the next few years for sure.
Okay, understood. And so one more thing is that can we expect that like in quarter one, the volume growth was around 60% if I'm not wrong. So can we expect that this can be an ambition to achieve for the full year? Like I understand the guidance is around 30-40%, but can there be some scenario that we might achieve 60% as well for the volume growth itself?
No, that's a visual thinking. But yes, we are trying our best. See, as of now, we stick to our guidance of 30-40% in terms of volume, 50-60%. Yes, if there is a good demand, market recovers, huge demand is there, product is well accepted, we are doing good, then nothing is impossible. So going ahead, we will certainly look for that. But for now, we will stick to our target of 30-40% growth. In case of any change, we will certainly let
you. Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best for teaching.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Satyesh Bhatt from Trading Investing. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. Congratulations on a terrific set of numbers for Q1. I have a couple of questions. One basically building on from what the previous caller has mentioned, which is what I wanted to ask is, now that you're listed for about a year, do you have intentions in terms of, you know, giving a 3-year or 5-year vision, especially given that you do have now, you know, your capacity expansion done and funding via rights and maybe other, you know, debt being secured and your expansion market, say you're expanding into Dubai and you're having an office there. So do you want to, you know, over the next quarter maybe or next 1 or 2 quarters share with investors views on what's your 3-year or 5-year vision? That's question one. And second question is, you know, something which I observed is that you have this, your Jaipur facility, which is adding 1,200 kgs, and the facility is 50,000 square feet of land. So is it that there can be more opportunity to expand that further, or probably that's the clarification I wanted?
Fair enough. Thank you so much for the question, sir. First up, on the growth trajectory for 3 years, as I've been continuously telling you, sir, we are definitely on a growing spree. This new setup, new manufacturing, that, you know, that vouch for the kind of growth that we are looking for in the coming years. So that really sets the tone as far as the growth is concerned. So as of now, with market, you know, doing good, certainly we should be able to, you know, achieve 50-60% in terms of value and all, and 30-40%. Since we are still very nascent in the growth stage, we still there are a lot of markets to be covered, lot of geographies to be reached, and of course new product line also, you know, to be launched. Because as of now, we were just limited to few lines of product like PZ and all. We are coming with new product line, new geographies, new customers. So yes, for the next 3-4 years, this trajectory should continue. And as of now, we can fairly say that this growth momentum is there to continue for a couple of years. Now, coming to your second question, as far as the Jaipur facility is concerned, sir, it is a well-calibrated thought from the management to have a larger setup going forward. 50,000 square foot is just the first phase of commencement of first phase that we are going with. Yes, again tomorrow as we see going for 3, 4, 5 years down, we have big ambitions. I won't tell you the numbers for now, but yes, the ambitions are that, and that is for the market to see for coming with this kind of a setup. Jaipur factory is actually spread across 3 acres of land. And this 50,000 is just one segment of those of the whole plan that we have. Going forward, definitely, in case the demand exceeds our expectations and all, we will definitely come up, the capacity itself will grow by many, many folds. So we are gearing for the long-term point of view, and we are very much, we are pretty there, and the whole lot of market to be covered with new product lines to be launched. We are pretty confident of the growth trajectory that we are into now.
Okay, that's great to hear. Thank you. And all the best. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question of the day, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in the earnings call of Shanti Gold International Limited. We hope we have been able to address most of your queries. Should you require any further clarification or additional information, please feel free to reach out to Smith Shah from Adfactor PR, and team will be happy to assist you. We appreciate your continued support and look forward to interacting with all again. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shanti Gold International Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.